Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Let's go to the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Bring on ESPN NFL reporter Jeff Darlington. Jeff, man, we so appreciate your time, man. So we get ready for the Super Bowl. What are you focused on out there in Phoenix?
Man, I'm focused on the Waste Management Open, honestly. I mean, can you believe they have the golf tournament out here at the same time? It's pretty great. But no, I think that this is a great matchup. I mean, two teams that are the exact same record, exact same amount of points scored this season, both number one seeds. Yeah, I think that we're in for a treat on Sunday.
Jeff, what can you tell me about the Kansas City wide receiver position group? I'm a little concerned about them.
Yeah, you should be. I mean, you know, the Chiefs are still optimistic they're going to get the bulk of these guys back in some capacity. But, you know, not only are you looking at a quarterback who is still, by the way, less than 2 weeks removed from a high ankle sprain. That's not something that most quarterbacks are playing on at all. But now he's got to do it with a wide receiver group that's very banged up. So even if he does get those guys back, Travis Kelce will continue to just be the guy he relies on. And if Mahomes and Kelce connection is alive, by the way, against the number one pass defense in the NFL, it's only the third time in Super Bowl history you've had a number one passing offense versus a number one passing defense. And on the two other occasions that occurred, the number one passing defense ended up winning that game.
Yeah, and I've been looking at this deep dive into the Super Bowl. And I think you did. You're predicting the Chiefs win this game. I am too, in an exciting, close game. And one of the reasons why is because, you know, diving a little deeper into this Eagles defense, this pass defense, they've only matched up with what, four or five legitimate offensive teams that throw the football around. So as a guy picking the Chiefs, that's one of the reasons why.
Yeah, that's one of my reasons. I mean, I also ultimately just treat this game totally different than any other game throughout the season. And I think experience goes further in this one than any other game. There's just not the same ability to create momentum if you don't know exactly how to play it. And I think Mahomes, having played in two before, I just think that that's a huge advantage. You know, this game, anytime, if I talk to players going into this game, I'm pretty quick to tell them, if you haven't been to the Super Bowl, you get ready. I don't subscribe to the belief that you can treat this game like any other, because the feelings that you'll get at the beginning, you know, when that anthem hits over the speakers and you realize the stage that you're on, I don't think that that's a feeling that can be duplicated at any other point in the season. So for that reason, even aside from the matchups, I that's why I favor the Chiefs.
You know, the other rub on the other side of the ball, you know, the Eagles are starting fast. They're scoring on that first possession, 10 and 19 games. They're taking the lead. They're cranking up that run game. But I did notice, though, Hurts, when he's under pressure, boy, his effectiveness goes down big time. What are the chances the Chiefs crank up that, able to slow down the run a little bit, but get after Hurts?
Right, and that's exactly what you saw him do against the Bengals, right? I mean, the pressure that they applied to Burrow was honestly more than – this is a middle-of-the-road statistically ranked defense that the Chiefs have. So the pressure, though, the way that Chris Jones and Frank Clark have been playing late in the season for the Chiefs has been honestly the biggest difference to me in this team. As much as we talk about the offense, the pressure they got on Burrow changed the whole complexion of that game. And if they, to your point, can make Hurts equally uncomfortable, that's a game changer as well.
Are you diving into the draft at all? The combine coming up.
I haven't. I usually don't turn the page. You know, I'm not like Mort. You know, Mort can tell you everything anytime. I mean, that guy's sick. But I usually turn the page once I kind of leave the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, you know, combine is sort of the first for me, the first experience with the college guys.
Yeah, I'm always focused on these quarterbacks and where they're going to go, and talk a lot about that here on the show from week to week. And, you know, we all know about Bryce Young, and C.J. Stroud, man, really impressed me in the semifinal game against Georgia. I didn't know he had that kind of mobility, and, well, I think he's, at least in my humble opinion, he looks like the top quarterback available there. Levis, I've seen him play live a couple times. He was a turnover machine, so I wonder about that. But I wanted to ask you about Anthony Richardson. Is he really, do you think, capable of going in the first round?
That's a good one. I mean, I think that that's going to really be a matter of what unfolds in free agency, too. I mean, I don't necessarily see him being a guy that a team drafts to be the day one starter by any means.
Maybe
a little bit more, like another former Gator in Kyle Trask, where you bring him into an experienced room and let him kind of grow into the role. But to me, to that point, like, are you going to spend a first round pick on him? We'll probably have to see more at this point. You know, I feel like every year I try to value these quarterbacks, I wind up undervaluing them and they go earlier than I expect. But to me, that's a guy that you bring into a room that already has the starting quarterback in place.
Yeah, you develop him. And that was the word coming into last season. Some of my good friends down there that played for the Gators, and Shane Matthews telling us that, you know, the kid's full of talent, but he's really raw. And I think some of that showed up in the previous season. What do the Giants do? Are they going to pay Daniel Jones $35 million? Go out there and play quarterback for him?
That feels like the number, right? And it sounds to me like Jones is going to be somewhat amenable to a decent deal. It's an interesting one because they could have picked up the fifth-year option on him. So it's one of those gambles that didn't. It's going to wind up costing the team more money, but good for Daniel Jones, and I guess good for the Giants too if they feel like they found their guy. Do I think they'll scour the landscape, look at a guy like Derek Carr if he's available? Sure, but it feels like maybe Carr could be ended somewhere else, like the Saints. And, you know, if the musical chair stops and Daniel Jones looks like the best option for the Giants, I could see him getting $35, $40 million a year.
Man, I tell you what, I took a step back when I saw what the NFLPA is recommending. Get rid of the combine? My goodness, man, what do you think of this?
I don't like it because I like the combine just for the steakhouses, you know? I think the evaluation of the players will be something that every team wants to continue. There's no way. I just don't see that the NFL, look at the Pro Bowl. Like, the NFL looked at that product and said, this is not a great product. We're going to change it. The product's still not great, but it's still rated reasonably well compared to other sports all-star games. So to me, when you have a product like the combine, even if maybe teams aren't going to get the same value out of it that we expect them to, I think that's staying around.
Jeff, I'd be remiss if I didn't have you on and ask you about Stetson Bennett and your thoughts on him. Georgia quarterback, a tough, me and Mort talked about it a lot, about him going or getting an invitation to the Senior Bowl. Are you going to get an invitation? It came at the last minute. I assume he was annoyed with that, went to Dallas, got arrested. What kind of impact is that going to have on him, you think, moving forward?
I think that teams, especially with the quarterback, will be, you know, they'll be a little bit concerned about the character, but they can get past that if they see a guy who also, by the way, can acclimate himself to the NFL game faster than most because of his age. To me, the age is the bigger factor. You know, I don't think we've seen a guy like this since, what, Brandon Whedon, maybe, when he got drafted. And you know, Whedon got himself in there pretty quick. But I think generally teams want a player who can step right in if he's going to be that age. And I just don't know that that's Stetson Bennett.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate your insight, man. Thanks so much. If you see Michael Irvin out there, stay away from him now. You're going to stay away from the trouble.
I would say I'll stay at my hotel, but I don't know. Yeah, that's a...
We'll be watching you.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
ESPN NFL reporter Jeff Darlington, Emmy Award winner, too, journalist. Journalist? Yes, sir. Great having Darlington on. Good stuff there.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, No one's missing a meal on Matt Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey, Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.